Rabbi Yisai, so a nice new vault, new explanation for the minhag. Why do we wear kittel on Leil HaSeder? So there's the obvious and well-known reasons. I saw something new the Gemara says, the Gemara learns from a pasuk that a person is not really meant to accept her. You're not allowed to learn her from somebody who is not doyim ele malach. The Gemara in Chagiga says you've got to be somebody. I've forgotten the loshna pasuk. You've got to be doyim ele malach, resembling a malach, an angel, to accept her from somebody. If you learn to her from somebody, you have to ensure it's like a malach. You can't just. You are only meant, yeah, good point. I think Pshat in the Gemara is that you have to accept, you can only accept Torah, it's an obligation on you. You are only to accept Torah from somebody who is like a malach.
So
I've got some news for you then. Yeah.
That's not pshat in the Gemara.
Don't accept Torah from him. So it's a Gemara in Chagiga, right? So the question is as follows: when we approach Seder night, so you know, if you happen to be a Godel Beisoil, a tremendous Gaon, a Tzaddik, a Yeshemaim, right? There's no problems at all. But if you know you're not quite there, and you qualify into an average, normal kind of person. So the question is, how on earth are you entitled, allowed to give such important, essential messages? You are the one, the right person to give those essential key messages to your children. Perhaps you're not the right person to the trick. I mean, perhaps you're not the right person to do it. Perhaps you're not quite there yet, because you're... So therefore, the minute comes and tells us that, you know what? Actually, every single person on Leil HaSeder is putting on the kittel. Tonight, we're like a malach. Even if we are not essentially like a malach, but when it comes to this particular task, we are, every single one of us, is entitled to give those messages to your son. It's the kind of message that you give from father to son. And for that, yes, tonight, listen to what I've got to say. Just tonight. I've got some important things to pass on. Things that I heard, and I'm passing on to the next generation. Therefore, we're putting on a kittel to show, a kittel, of course, representing the malach, because we are entitled to give those key messages on this particular night. And that's the message of that. In line with this, I saw an interesting story, and I'm going to just share that with you, because I think it's a very nice story. The Rav of Salish, I don't exactly know what it is. The Rav of Salish, I just read the story before. Today I saw this fresh story. The Rav of Salish, apparently Goyse Tam Chochem. Salish, I know, is a town in Hungary, but I don't know who. I don't know more than that. And the Rav of Salish was, of course, very machmir, very machmir, all the halachas of Pesach. However, as he was going through Maggid, and then I said, one of the little children got a bit, as it tend to, you know, one of the young ones, a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, got a bit bored, or I don't know what. And he ran out, and he goes around, look, and he comes back with a bottle of beer. Comes back, and here he comes, and he shows his Zeta, the Rav of Salish. He shows me, look, Zeta, what I found, look, would you want some, and everything, not understanding. This is obviously Chometz Gomor, and a mass. He was talking about Issud Reis, with Bali Roy, Bali Motze, to have, you know, beer on the table, you know, literally in the dining. What's it? And the Rav of Salish, nearly fainting, but not quite fainting, he tells his grandson, oh, look, my sweet boy, look what you've got over here. So he puts it down, he says, put it down. Give him a big stroke around the thing. And he takes a white towel, like a tablecloth, and he puts it on top. He says, I want to give you a big shkoich. Because the Mishnah says, if you learn the Mishnah, if somebody finds chometz on Pesach, koi for all of us a kli, you have to cover it with something, with a kli. So normally kli means, we normally translate, what's kli? Kli sometimes means a vessel, but kli can also mean, as we learned on Thursday, kli means also clothing, right? Garment. So he obviously learned that kli means garment. So he puts a white garment on top of the thing. He says, listen, this is, you learned this Mishnah, if you find chometz on Pesach, koi for all of us a kli. So who do you think is this Mishnah set for? Who do you think the Mishnah is set for? He's talking about some random person or a guy from the street, fellas of Kleet. Surely not. It's halacha from on us. Have never fulfilled this mitzvah in my life before. Now it gave him the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah of koi for all of us at Kleet. Look at that. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. And they gave him a big hug and he carried on to Maggid. Now, the story is a sweet story, but I think what's most important is because I think that, you know, the days of Pesach tend to be a little bit, sometimes a bit more. It's stressful and pressure, right? And you know, and we just mustn't forget that, you know, we're all doing this for, of course, for the Ratzon Hashem, and the Ratzon Hashem can't be that we get frustrated and angry and upset and it can't be Ratzon. And obviously that's what the Rav of Salish realized, and he acted accordingly. Very good. I'll say a story what I just saw before. We are up to Simon Tovko from Nalef, back to the lochas of the 9 days. Isn't that nice? Yid lives, you know, in all the kufas of the year. So we are up to, did we do Sivav? No, I don't think we did Sivav. Did we do Sivav or not? No, I don't think we did. We spoke about the dry cleaners in Sifay. Sivav, page 50. Kelim Chadoshim, brand new clothing. Yeah, we did. Bein Levon and Bein Tzum, whether they are colored or white. Bein Shel Tzemer, Bein Shel Pishton, whether it's made out of wool or whether it's made out of linen. Os Lelbush B'Shabazu. You're not allowed to wear brand new clothing on this in the 9 days. Already we don't wear new clothing. Okay, moving on to Siv Zayin. Yesh Oimrim. Some say she also lesaken begodim chadosh. You're not allowed to lesaken, fixing, stitching, creating, making new garments. Uminolem chadoshim and new shoes. Who makes new shoes nowadays? That's not so common. They make new shoes? Seriously?
Been going since 1685.
Really? Really?
Yeah,
and they actually make
£5,000.
Oh, right, there you go. Right. Okay. Yeah, so shoemakers, that's not in the... Really? So we know him Chadoshim. Okay. So next time I need new shoes, I'll...
St. James, I'll take that.
Okay, 5,000. Yeah, all right. I suppose... So Minolim Chadoshim B'Shabbazeh, you may not wear new garments or newly fixed garments as well as new shoes on this Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoin? No, not the right day for new shoes. V'yesh le'achmim b'zem b'rosh chodesh. And in fact, says the Shulchan Aruch, you've got to be stringent in from Rosh Chodesh onwards. Do not wear new clothing from Rosh Chodesh in the 9 days. Do not wear new clothing. V'adin adds the Ramah. The Ramah adds. Beshabbos zu. He's actually referring on. He's talking about Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoin. Beshabbos zu.
No, it must be the week. You can't fix.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says it's talking about Ibrahim in the Osir Lafshon. We're talking about. It's talking about wearing as well. But you're probably still right that it's probably talking about. It's talking about Shvu Shechalboy. Yeah, you're probably. You're right.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you must be right. Yeah, Shul Shechalbo, you must be right. And he says no, and he says you've got to be stringent from Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Ramah. Purchasing as well is also. So in the 9 days, no purchasing of new. So when you want to go to that where is it?
St. James Street.
St. James Street, about a £5,000 shoes. Don't do that after in the 9 days. Now, what about a worksman, a shoemaker who makes the clothing or the shoes? He's not allowed to. Chumen Yisrael Yid, that's his panasa. Also, he may not do that for others. So, if that's your panasa, don't do that in the 9 days, even for others. Also, lasos namafil acherim. The only exception being, says the Mishnah Berurah, straight to ends, if got nun, bottom line, vein ein lo ma'ayoichal shoyif, if he's nothing to eat, if he's really literally hungry, and he needs it for survival. If his panos is quite weak, then he's allowed to create it. But otherwise, if you are indeed making shoes for £5,000, so you should refrain from doing that in the 9 days. Bein b'schar bein b'chinim, whether you're not allowed to make it for others, even if it's for free, whether they're getting paid or not, makes no difference. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah. So he adds not only if it's for panos purposes, but even if it's for free. Would still, but if it's a hobby, if you really enjoy in your free time, you like to make, you know, a bit of shoes for relaxation, you know, so that would be also as well. Yeah, that's the kind. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, v'noi gula hokel b'zeh, the meaning is to be lenient. However, if it is well known, that this is purely for goyim, so there's no hava minute that you're doing those shoes for Jews, such as they happen to be, I don't know, red boots, men's red boots, so I don't know what. Do you know the cowboy ones with the leather string in the back?
I think alligator skin.
Alligator skin. Oh, alligator skin. And that's legal still?
That's really expensive.
And that's legal?
Yeah.
Okay, so if the kind of, if you're kind of, it's obvious you're doing it for non-Jews, it will be permitted. Then there's no maris or ayin. Hey, but if it's not sure, it could be interpreted as Jews. Jews are going to buy the shoes. It couldn't be interpreted not, or Gentiles are going to buy it. It's going to be both, also because of maris or ayin. But if it's evident and obvious and clear and absolutely recognizable that these shoes are going to belong to goyim, you'll have to make it for goyim. Similarly, it is permitted to give for umnim einum yudim, to give to the goyish workers, lesaken, to fix, to make, to create kelim chadoshim. You'll have to give them, if you need a new suit, new trousers, new coat, you want to give them material that they should create it in the 9 days, to tailor it in the 9 days, so you're going to have it nice and ready when you're going off, when you're going off on holidays. Should be ready after Tisha B'Av. That's fine as well, because the goyim are doing it. You're only giving the material before the 9 days. They're working it during the 9 days. You're getting it after the 9 days. Should try to avoid it if possible at all. Because it's still ultimately it's still considered a business. Try to avoid it if possible. But if need be, you can do that. Now, the next one is an interesting halacha. I have little understanding in the weaving process. Does anybody know about the weaving process? Weaving? Anybody? Because that's going to clarify Sif Ches a little bit. Noshe, women, Sif Ches, Rabbi, third line. Noshe, women, the Nigi, who have the custom. Teloile Mishti, who don't do Mishti. What's that? Perish, Lesade. To sort out, to fix, to arrange, v'laroich, to set up, achutin, the strings, shoholchin, which go le'orka shel beged, the length of the garment, v'umeloshon, and that comes from the word oibeshsi oibe'erev, amre mede'ayil of minoga. So he says as follows. What the meaning of this is as follows. The Mishnah Wednesday of Kotman Dalet explains first white line. Le'mishti amre perish shololas es chutei shsi mitzemer. Those who tend to fix, to put the strings and to fix it from some of the strings, to set it up for the weaving process. There must be a good word in English, which I don't know what it is. To put the strings for the weaving process.
Threading?
Yeah. Kind of threading in a kind of equipment? You know how to do that in the 9 days. Why not? Why not to do that? What's good to do with anything? Why not to? While the women who have this minik, it's a good minik. They should continue not doing this attaching of the strings. Well, why not? Because v'asemchua pirushalmi al shem shebotlo even shesio. Very interesting. Such an uncommon concept. So because this is called lemishti. The word is called shti leshesi lemishti, to put the string of weaving. Now this word is called shesi. It's called shesi, which is a similar word to the Evan Shesio, which exists in the Beis HaMikdash, the Evan Shesio, which was part of the Beis HaMikdash, the Evan Shesio, the stone of Shesio. Whatever the... That's called Evan Shesio. That, the Evan Shesio, was destroyed and stopped in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, 9 days, the Evan Shesio ceased to exist. Shesio... Shesi, and therefore the women who are the minig of not doing the shesi, it's a good minig. It's a word. Pardon?
Wasn't that stone glowing then?
Yeah. According to it was glowing. Shesi also loshen. Yeah, shesi. Yeah. So lemaisa, it sounds a bit bizarre. Even shesi weaving. What's the connection? I don't know. It's an uncommon kind of kind of concept. We don't. That's what the Pashtos is. The word sounds the same, and therefore. Yeah, that would be similar. Very good. It would be the same kind of concept. That is, it's absolutely. He's just, I totally appreciate your question. It sounds like it's just the words sound similar, so why would we refrain from. Yeah, but I like that. Yeah, that should be the addition of that. Yeah.
Added
notes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 that's what he says. Absolutely, absolutely, that's what he says. So Rabbi, I fail to fully understand this point, but it is something to think about. Continues the Ramah, with something which is much more common, because this applies to every one of us, every single Tisha B'Av, the brackets. I don't think it's a Ramah, it's a Maril. With regards to Kiddush Levona, when do we do the Kiddush Levona? When do we do the Kiddush Levona? He says, we do not do the Kiddush Levona at Achatishma until after Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah even brings in the Sifkotten, Nunhei, Ad Achatishabov, Ein Le'el, Simon Tov Chufov, Sivis Mishnah Bur Sham. What's about it? When do we do the Kiddush Levana on Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av? When do we do it? So we don't do.
10:15.
We don't do. Oh, very good. So why do we do it? Why do we do it 10:15?
We can go home and change into our shoes.
Very good. So the halach is as follows. Kiddush Levona is, why do we do that? Why can we not just like straight away just chap around the Kiddush Levona and that's it? After Maariv, on the way out.
Which is what we do now. The minutes change.
Is that what we do?
What's Yom Kippur we do it?
I think we did, yeah.
We did it once Yom Kippur.
Why do we do, Tisha B'Av? Yeah. Don't think we do.
Shoes.
Oh, so by side, there's an interesting halacha. Very interesting halacha. So yes, so the Mishnah Berurah says there's an element of simcha. Kiddush Levana is an element of simcha. Why? Why? So why is Kiddush Levana simcha? Because the Gemara says Shulchan Aruch said it in Tov Chavav that when you are mekadosh Levana, it's as if you're mekabel pnei Shechina. When we say Kiddush Levana last night, it was the last opportunity, or before that, last week. So it's an element of mekabel pnei Shechina. Mekabel pnei Shechina, you're accepting
you're receiving the
Shechina. In a way, you're welcoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to some extent. There's an element of simcha in that. The new moon represents a kind of renewed relationship. There's a Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, and that certainly brings to a certain amount of simcha. Therefore, you can't go and do Kiddush Levona, Tisha B'Av mood, Tisha B'Av shoes, hungry, unhappy. No, it's not happening. It's not happening. So go, have something to eat, have something to drink, change the comfortable shoes, and go and do Kiddush Levona. That's why the Gemara says in the name of the Maril, for now against Shloile Kiddush Levona, don't do Kiddush Levona. Don't do it straight. So first of all, don't do it in 9 days. And Mishnah Berurah adds, you've got to make sure that you don't do it immediately after Maariv, but it's a simcha, so.
I'm saying really, it should be maybe delay it even another day, because we're still really in mourning.
Yeah, you could probably, yeah. If there's a Motzei Shabbos straight away after the days.
In Wales, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be in Wales. Yeah, absolutely, because you're in Wales, yeah.
So what are you doing
in the moon
then?
Yeah. But the Mikdash is actually burning because it's the youth. Yeah, no, but you can't really wait. If you would wait even longer, then we're touch and go about. We might not be able to make it anymore because Tisha B'Av, you know, after the. So we got. I suppose you can't wait much for the. True, actually, it's true that we do it on the youth of Av, but we know that youth of most restrictions are lifted, and on 10th of Av most Tisha B'Av halachas are pushed away already. So I suppose Kiddush Levana is part of that. Yeah. So that's with regards to Kiddush Levana.
In theory, if you were to have your shoes with you.
Yeah, there's an element of being ma'una. The shoes itself, if you were to change your shoes over here, and you're right, and that would probably help to some extent, but not totally, because there's an element of being ma'una. If you eat something, absolutely, you eat and you change shoes, off you go, sure. There's no point about it, there's no element of going home. As Yom Kippur, we find, Echol B'Simcha, Shasei, you go home and have Yom Tov Ve'ilah. So there is no such thing on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, you're right, in principle, if you eat something in shul, after the, you know, you break your fast on in shul, and you change your shoes, you'll be fine. It's not about having a long break in between. So you couldn't,
principle. I think Yom Tov Ve'ilah, I think Yossi was right, we did all run out there, because the Levana was out there.
Yeah, so in England it's always, yeah, in England it's always a bit of a shy about that. Yeah, so perhaps Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening, Basiat Ishmael, we spoke about the halacha that fixing clothes, as well as wearing new clothes, as well as wearing new shoes, as well as fixing new shoes, is awesome. In fact, from the 9 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's also purchasing new items, also in the 9 days. Even if you are making it for free, that would be also. If, however, you are making it, it's obvious that you're making it for goyim, then it's going to be permitted. As well as if you really, really, a person really needs it financially, because there's nothing to eat, that would be permitted as well. We spoke about the women's minik of refraining from making the shesi because of the evan shesio. That's a good minik as well. We spoke about Kiddush Levona. Finally, don't do Kiddush Levona before Tisha B'Av, and also don't do Kiddush Levona immediately after Tisha B'Av. Rather, go and eat something and drink something and change your shoes. Right, that's it for this evening.